begin the current daf mesech. This even daf pei dal. We begin on the bottom of pei gimel mebeis, four lines up from the bottom of the amud. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, we had a machlokes regarding Rav and Shmuel that was based on the principle that was mentioned in the previous Mishnah. And that is regarding an area between two different domains. The question was, whose domain is it? Who gets to utilize that area and carry on there on Shabbos? So we said that if regarding they're the same, let's say the same convenient or the same difficulty, then we said they're both going to be us. So we view it as both in relation to each one of them. And since they did not join together in the Erev, in their separate areas, they cannot be joined through this area. So they're both going to be us. Then we said, if let's say for one it's convenient, for one it's difficult, let's say for one it's within 10 tefachim, and regarding the other one it's more than 10 tefachim, then we said it's lezesha tashmishi benachas, we give it to the one that's for convenient, and we don't give it to the one that it's hard. Then we had a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, regarding if for one of them it's bishulshul, and one of them bizrika. That is, we said that throwing is difficult to utilize in the area, and lowering down, if it's more than 10 tefachim, is also difficult. However, the machlokes was, do we say that lowering, in contrast to throwing, is more convenient than throwing? So although generally we say that it's hard, but it's easier than throwing. And then we had a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav said that no, they're both difficult. Throwing, since for one area it's higher than 10 tefachim, and for the other one it's lower than it, than by 10 tefachim. So one has to lower, one has to throw. They're both hard to do, so they're both equal in that regard. So they're both aser. Shmuel said no, since ultimately lowering is easier than throwing, so we give it to the one that's called tashmisha benachas, and the one of lowering, and not the one of throwing it. Now the Gemara wants to bring a proof to Shmuel that you see that when you have a comparison between throwing and lowering, we view lowering as easier, and therefore we give the rights of way of that domain to the one of Shulshul and not the one of Zerika. So the Gemara says, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, the Mishnah on Pei Gimel Mabeis, to bring a right to Shmuel. Anshei Chatzav, Anshei Mapeset. We said in the Mishnah, regarding the people of the ground floor, they're the people that are considered the courtyard people because their opening goes straight into the courtyard. And the Anshei Mapeset, the people of the gallery, that is of the second floor that opens up into the so to speak, like a porch. It's like half of the roof that they open up into the second story. And then from there, they go down with the ladder down to the courtyard. So we said, Sheshachu b'le'erv, they forgot, and they didn't join together. So each one made their own erv, the people of the second floor and the people of the first floor. The Anshei Chatzar have their own erv, they can use their own area, and the people of the second floor, they can use their own area. But they didn't join together. So the Mishnah said, Kol she'gevaya asar tefachim. Any item, any mound or pillar that's 10 tefachim high, and that's within 4 tefachim of the marpeset, of the second story, of that gallery, the marpeset, that goes to the marpeset, to the gallery. We view it as an extension of their area. Pachis mikan, if it's lower than 10 tefachim, then lochatz, then we view it as part of the people of the courtyard, because it's within their domain. So we view it as theirs, and they can use it, and not the people of the marpeset. So now the Gemara says, Kasolka Daitach, we had assumed, and this is why we're using it as a raya for Shmuel, that my marpesa, what does it mean when we're speaking about the people of the chatzah? We understand they're the people of the ground floor. But who? What do we mean when we say the marpesa of the gallery, and we continue on to the top of Peidal Amid Aleph, B'nei Aliyah. What does it mean when we say the gallery? We don't mean actually the gallery, because no one lives over there. That's like a almost like a balcony that comes out. It's like the half of the roof, which is half of it, let's say, is the second story, and half of it is an open area that they opened up into. So we mean really marpeset. We mean the people of the second story, which is higher than the marpeset itself, much more. So therefore, let's say you have this ground floor, and then you have its roof is the marpeset, then the second story is above that. They need a ladder coming down from the marpeset down to the, from the people of the second story of the Bnei Aliyah coming down to the marpeset, and then a ladder from the marpeset down to the ground floor. Now, my cardinal marpeset, and why are we calling the people of the Bnei Aliyah of the second story a marpeset of the gallery? The kasulki be marpeset, because that's how they get up. They get up through the marpeset, that's how they get up and down. That's why we call it marpeset, but we don't really mean the marpeset, because no one lives there on this porch, on this roof, which is for them their balcony. It's the term that we're using for the people of Bnei Aliyah. And therefore, this was the proof we were using. Alma, so we see, kol lezeh b'shulshul, wherever for one it requires lowering, which we're calling the people of the Aliyah of the second story, because they're much higher. Although we're saying that this mound is within, it's let's say a flush with the marpeset, with the gallery. However, the people of the Aliyah are much higher than that. They need a ladder to come down to the marpeset itself. We're only calling them marpeset because that's the way they get up there. So, but for them to utilize this mound or whatever it is within 4 tefachim that's flush with marpeset, they have to lower it down. Ulazebizrika, whereas for the people of the Chatzar, they need, if they would want to use this area, they would have to throw. We see that we give it to the one that requires lowering. That seems to be like Shmuel, that he said when you have one that uses Zrika and one that requires Shulshul, we give it to the one of Shulshul because it's easier than Zrika. That Lachair is a case that we're discussing. Because again, we're talking about a mound in the courtyard that's 10 tefachim high. Now, it's lower than the Aliyah, more than 10 tefachim. And therefore, it requires Shulshul. Again, although it's flush with the Marpeset, but the people of the Aliyah are much higher than that. So they have to use it by lowering. People of the Chatzar have to throw. And yet we're saying that the Bnei Aliyah, which what we're calling in the Mishnah Marpeset, are permitted to use it. That is a proof to the halacha of Shmuel that when you have Lezeb Ezrika, Lezeb Shulshul, you give it to the people of Shulshul. Now the Gemara answers for Rav No. K'da'am Rav Huna, we can explain the Mishnah the way Rav Huna does, as the Gemara later is going to quote. When we say Marpeset, we don't mean the people of the second story. We mean La'ais and Hadar Marpeset. We mean those who live on the gallery. For example, if let's say there were dwellers there on this balcony, on this that half of the roof, that for them, this mound in the courtyard is equal to them, that it's within their ten tefachim. So for them, it's considered Pesach, or even if it's a little higher, a little lower, but since it's less than ten tefachim, we always view that as Pesach, as convenient usage, as long as not more than 10 tefachim higher or lower. So therefore, that's why we consider it a hachinami lois nadar marpeset. Here also, what we're referring to is for those that live on the marpeset, and therefore it's not a difficulty according to Rav, because we are actually referring to the people that live in the marpeset, that it's not lezeb bezrika u lezeb bezshoshul. To the contrary, it's lezeb bezrika of the chatzar, and for lezeb bepesach, that's why we give it. Rav agrees when it's for one pesach. But if it would for the Bnei Aliyah, Lezeb Ezrika, Lezeb Shulshul, then Rav would hold that you would not give it to either one because it would be difficult for both of them. Now the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if it's as you just explained, that when we're talking about Marpeset, we don't mean like the way we had assumed that it means the people of the second story, which would require Shulshul. Rather, it's talking about the actual people that live on the Marpeset, on that first level, on the gallery. Same as Seifa. Let's look at the Seifa of our Mishnah. We said in our Mishnah, Pachis Mikan, if it's less than 10 tefachim, this mound or this pillar, L'chatzar, then we say we give it to the people in the courtyard, not to the people on the Marpeset, because now it's in the domain of the Chatzar. Now, Amai, why is that the case? L'zeb Pesach u'l'zeb Pesachu. Now, based on what you're saying, that it's not for the people of the Aliyah, but for the people of the Marpeset, if this item, this mound or this pillar, it's less than 10 tefachim high, it's considered within 10 tefachim of both the Marpeset and of the people of the Chatzar. Both of them should be Aser, because we are assuming that regular Marpeset generally is not higher than 10 tefachim, and therefore this pillar is within 10 tefachim, it's lower than 10 tefachim, so it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, so therefore it's for the Bnei Chatzar, but it's also within 10 tefachim of the Marpeset, one going higher, one going lower. And therefore we said, when it's Lezeb Pesach, Lezeb Pesach, they're both Aser. So why are we saying that when it's less than 10 tefachim, it goes to the people of the Chatzar? So the Gemara says, you're right. My lechatzer, it's not difficult according to Rav. When it says that when it's lower than 10 tefachim, it goes to the people of the courtyard, it means af lechatzer. It means also for the people of the chatzer. Which means to say, because in that case, when it's less than 10 tefachim, we have two domains that has a right of way of it. And therefore, they are making it forbidden one on the other. Vishnei and Asur, and therefore, they're both going to be Asur. So when it says in the Mishnah that it goes to the Chatzar, doesn't mean, as a simple translation would sound like, that it goes for the people of the courtyard. It means it would also be in their domain. And therefore now, since it's Lezeb Pesach, it'd be Aser for both. And the Gemara even says, Hachinam Mistabra. It makes sense to say that when the Mishnah says that it goes L'Chatzar, it means additionally to the Chatzar. And that's because we're talking about the dwellers of the Marpeset. And since there are dwellers on the Marpeset, and it's within the area of both them, they're both going to be Aser. Midigitani Seifam. It makes sense to say this because if you look at the Seif, it says, when did we say this? That if it's within within 10 tefachim, that if it's a height of 10 tefachim and it's close nearby, that it's going to be to the people of the Marpeset, it's only if it's nearby. But the Mishnah Salva Muflegis, but even if it's 10 tefachim high, but if it's far away from the Marpeset, then the Fili Gevoy Yud Tefachim Lachatzah, then even if it's 10 tefachim high, it's going to go to the people of the courtyard. Now, my lechatzah, how would you translate that? That it goes to the people of the courtyard. Ilay melechatzah b'shar, if you want to translate the way we had been assuming the translation would be in the reisha, that it would go to the courtyard and it's permitted for them, and that is they're permitted to utilize that beam or that mound that's 10 tefachim high because now it's away from the area of the Marpeset, so they're the only one that has the rights of way. So the question is, am I? Why would that be? Now, even if you're going to say that when you said like Shmuel, let's say, not like Rav, if you don't want to prove like Rav, then Marpeset means Bnei Aliyah, the people of the second story. But the question is, Rishusa Ditavayuhu, this mound, this pillar, is still considered the domain of both of them. And the reason is because for both of them, it's difficult for them to use this pillar or this mound. That's because for the people of the Chatzar, they have to throw it up a height of 10 tefachim, which is called kasha, for them to do zrika. The people of the second story, the Bnei Aliyah, the way Shmuel would translate the people of Marpeset, they would have to throw through the horizontally that distance, that because since it's not within four tefachim of where they are, and the lowering that it has to go down because it's for wherever height they're coming from the second story, which is much higher than 10 tefachim. So now, although according to Shmuel, that he says that shulshal, lowering regarding throwing of a height is considered easier, but here, as Rashi explains, that since there's a lowering together with the requirement of throwing horizontally, that's equal to throwing in the height. And therefore, although it's lowering, but it has to have a throwing too, so although generally lowering is more convenient than throwing, but here it's a lowering and a throwing of a distance, therefore that's the same as throwing in a height. And therefore the question is, why would it go to the people of the Chatzar, even if you want to translate like Shmuel that it's Bnei Aliyah? The question is, even if it's far away from the Marpeset, but it's Kashal Azeh, V'Kashal Azeh. So rather, the Gemara concludes, Elamai L'Chatzar, in the Sefer, what do you have to say? What does it mean that it goes to the courtyard when it's a height of 10 tefachim, more than 4 tefachim away from the Marpeset? It means Af L'Chatzar, it means it also has, it goes to the Chatzar, because they have the same type of rights of way as the Bnei Aliyah, because it's hard for both of them. Ushneim Asum, they're both forbidden. So Hachinami here also for Rav, we're also going to explain regarding the Reisha that he's explaining that what does it mean Marpeset? It means the dwellers on Marpeset. My Lachotzer, what does it mean that we say it goes to the courtyard, that when we said that if it's Pachis Mikan, we said if it's less than 10 Fachim, then it goes to the courtyard. It means Af Lachotzer, it means also to the courtyard. Vishneim Asurman, and both forbidden. So Shmaminah, from here we see that it's not a riot to Shmuel. And that is because, although in that case it's going to be within 10 tefachim of both of them, and still we see that it's going to be going to the people of the Chatzar, now that would be difficult according to Rav. It's not. Because what do we mean that it goes to the Chatzar, although it is a reference to the Diurma of the Marpeset? As we see from the Sefer, it has the same idea that L'Chatzar means to say that it's also for the Chatzar, and therefore it doesn't mean it's Mutter. To the contrary, it would mean that it's Asr for both of them, because it would be Pesach Lezeh, Pesach Lezeh. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara wants to bring another proof in the Mishnah, a similar type of proof as it just brought, again for Shmuel, and again with the same answer, using that same principle of Rav Huna that the Gemara had borrowed, and this is the way the source of it is. So the Gemara says, now we learned in our Mishnah, that when it uses an example to explain the halacha that it had just said, it said, Chulius harbor v'hasela, regarding the embankment of the pit and the rock, Shein gevoy nasar, which are 10 tefachim high. So then we said, as we had explained before, L'marpeset, that it goes to the Marpeset. Now again, the Gemara is assuming that what does it mean, Marpeset? It means that it's going for the people of the second story, which is much higher than the Marpeset, which requires lowering. And again, this would assume to explain like Shmuel, and it would be a difficulty to Rav, because why would we say it's going to the people of the Marpeset if the people of the Marpeset, which quote-unquote means the people of the second story, which even for them to use this mound or to use this sela, this it would require a lowering of 10 tefachim, and the people of Bnei Chatzar require a throwing, so we see that Shulshal and Zrika we give to Shulshal like Shmuel. Pachis Mikan, the Mishnah concluded, L'chatzar, goes to the people of the courtyard. But the difficulty on Rav is from this case, which is an example of the principle that we said before, that it sounds like for the people, that you give it to the people of the second story, although they have shulshal, they have to lower in contrast to the throwing. So Rav Huna says, which is the principle we had mentioned before, what does it mean that we give it to the people of the Marpeset? It doesn't mean the second story people. It means La'isin Hadarim in Marpeset. It means those that live on the Marpes, on the gallery itself, which for them, it's like a Pesach. Its opening is right there for them. It doesn't have to have any lowering. And that is why it's not difficult, according to Rav, because Lezeh b'Pesach, Lezeh b'Zrika, of course, we give it to Lezeh b'Pesach. But now, based on this, the way it's interpreted according to Rav, the way Rav Huna is explaining, the Gemara asks the following question. Tenach Sela, I understand the case of the rock, that you're telling me that it goes to the people of the Marpeset, because for them it's like an opening, and that we're talking about utilizing the area on top of the rock, that for them it's even, it's flush to them, so therefore you give it to them, and you don't give it to the people of the Chatzar that they have to throw. But the question is, but regarding the case of the pit, which you fill up from the pit, which there to utilize the area, you have to go ahead and draw the water. Even for the people of the Marpeset, even if they're living on the gallery itself, because where do you fill up the water? From the bottom of the pit, that's where you have to fill it up. So then the question is, Maya Kalameima, there according to Rav, what are you going to say? In other words, from there you see that since for the people of the Chatzim, for them, the only way they could use the water from the pit is to throw it, because we're talking about that the pit has these embankments going up 10 tefachim. They have to throw it over the wall, where they can't fill it up only if they throw their pitcher over the chulya. Still, you're going to give it to the people of the Marpeset, because although they also have, they can't, it's not flush with them, because they have to lower it down, which requires shulshul, but you see that when it's lezeb ezrika, or lezeb shulshul, then who do you give it to? You give it to the people of shulshul. That sounds like Shmuel, that because that's easier, not like Rav, who said lezeb ezrika, lezeb shulshul, you don't give it to either one of them, because sela, it's flush with the people of Marpeset. But a pit, you have to go ahead and draw the water from the bottom. So Amar Rav Yitzchak Bered Rav Yehuda says, now, hacha bebar meleya mayamaskin. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about a pit that's filled with water all the way to the top, which again is considered for the people of the Marpeset, like a Pesach, because since it's less than 10 tefachim to get the water, even if it's, let's say, it's flush and a little bit lower water, but it's within 10 tefachim, we view that as a Pesach. That is why you give it to the people of the Marpeset. Not the Gemara asked, but wait a second. V'hachasra. The problem is that the water gets diminished. And if it gets diminished, so then you're ultimately going to be drawing from less than 10 fachim. And if, then you're going to be back to the case of lezeb ezrika, lezeb shilshul, and therefore it should be us to carry, it should be to use the area for the people, even of the Marpeset. And that the Gemara says, kiven the chimal yishari. No, that since when it's full, it's permitted. Ki chasu nam yishari. So too, when it's, even if it's going to empty, it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Adarabba, to the contrary. Kiven the chichasra asira, since if it gets diminished, it's going to be forbidden. So kimal yanami asira, so even when it's full, it's also going to be forbidden. What's this logic? So Taisus says that based on the principle that anything that's davar hanitl b'Shabbos, anything that could be taken on Shabbos, then it's not considered as diminishing an area. We don't view it as enclosed, as a permanence. It doesn't have that permanence. And therefore, basically what the logic the Gemara is asking is that since it could be diminished on Shabbos, therefore we don't view it as if it's here. And then again, we view it as if it's empty all the way down to the bottom. And therefore that water that you're going to draw there, it's going to require shulshul. Again, that should be like lezeb bezrika, lezeb shulshul. And according to Rav, it should be aser. Why do we say we give it to the people of the Marpeset? Elam Abayi, rather, Abayi says a slightly different case. Hacha b'bayi malei peiris haskin. What we're talking about over here is a pit filled with produce. Filled with produce, that we do view as if it's closing up the entire area. And therefore, it's considered, lezeb benachas, is considered like a Pesach for it. And that the Gemara asks a similar question. What do you mean, v'ochasri? You could say the same thing by fruits. The produce, you're going to use it over Shabbos. It could be diminished. And if it could be diminished, we should view it as, ultimately, lezeb b'shulshul. And that the Gemara says, no, betivla. We're talking about produce that was untithed. It's tevel, which is considered muktza because of the isra of tevel, that you can't touch it. And since you can't touch it, we view that as if it's permanence over there, and therefore we consider it lezeb benachas, that it's a Pesach. And the Gemara says, it's not even a deichik. Sometimes it would sound like that it's just like finding a case to answer it. Deikonami, it seems to be inferred that this is the type of case that we're talking about. Diktani, because we had said two cases. We said the case of the bur and the case of the cellar. Dumya, the cellar, this case of the pit that we're talking about, is similar to the case of the rock, that there it's never going to be diminished. And the reason is because the rock itself is muktza on Shabbos. Shmamina, so from there you could infer that that's why the case of the bur is considered like a Pesach. Because although whatever it's filled up with, it would seem that it should be lezeb b'shulshul, ultimately you might have to draw from below 10. The reason is we're talking about something that cannot be diminished, we're talking about the produce of tevel that's mukta, just like a cell is mukta, and that's why it's considered enclosed, as if it has permanence, and therefore it's considered for the people that are pesed as a pesach, and therefore it's not difficult, according to Rab. And this the Gemara asks, based on this interpretation of that, this is the case of the bur, that it's like, so to speak, like closed to the top, and therefore it's flush with the people of Marpeset, and therefore it's considered them lezeb Pesach. Then the Gemara asks, why do I need two cases of bur and sela? V'lomeli lemisni bur. Why do I need to say the case of the pit? V'lomeli lemisni sela. Why do I need to say also the case of the rock? And basically what the Gemara is asking is, why do I need both? And that is, since you're telling me that it's talking about a case of tevel, now, if you would say that it's talking about a case of a pit filled with water, so then I would need to say the case of the pit to teach us that even though for the people of the Marpeset it requires a shulshul, Still, because since in contrast to the people of Chatzar, where they have to use Zrika to throw over that the embankment, it's considered a Teshmisha Benachas for the people of the Mepesed, because lowering is easier than throwing, and that's why we give it to them. And that would make sense according to Shmuel. But now that we're saying that the pit and the cellar, both of them using the area on top of it, no shulshul, so why do we need both cases? Just say the case of the cellar and don't say the case of the bar. And that is, since ultimately you're telling me that the case of bar is the same as the case of the cellar, so although the case of bar you cannot say without the case of cellar, because if I would have said only the case of bar, I would have thought to say that we're talking about a regular bar, and that is not like the case we're explaining it to be. That's why I had to say that, no, the case of Sela, to reveal that the case of Tevel, the case of the bird that we're talking about, is similar to Sela in the fact that it cannot be moved, it's mukts, and therefore using the area on top of it. As we said, it's talking about the case of Tevel. But the difficulty is, say only the case of Sela, and what do I need the case of Bar? What am I gaining by adding on the case of Bar? And that the Gemara says, Tzricha, no, I needed the case of Bar. We knew why we have to have the case of Sela, but we need to have the case of Bar also. The Yashmin and Sela, because if I only said the case of the rock, that again, it's considered like a Pesach for the people on the Mepesed because it's flush with them, because there's no reason to be geizer to say that we shouldn't consider for them a Pesach, that because something might happen, a different type of a case, what does it mean? The rock is moked, it's there, it's flush with them, therefore, of course, you could use it. Av bar ligzer, but by the case of the pit, I would say that we should make a gzeira, because zimnen demalia peris musakon. Sometimes you might fill up the pit with produce that was tight, and therefore, then you might take from it on Shabbos, and then it might be lacking. Then you're going to come to do shulshul to go and draw from what's in the bottom, which is going to be below 10 fachim. Then it's going to be for the people of the chatzar bezrika, for the people of Mepesed bishulshul. In that type of case, Rav holds that they're both going to be usher. Therefore, I would think to say that even when you fill up with tevel produce, where then you cannot take, you should say it's usher even there, because you might permit it even when it's fruit, filled up with produce that was yes tight. That's the chiddush that we have to tell you, that no, we're not concerned about such a case. And when it is filled up with produce that's filled with tevel, that then we're going to say that it's going to be mutter, just like the case of sela tzricha. That's why we needed the case of the bar and the sela. Now the Gemara continues to try to bring a raya regarding this machlokes of Rav and Shmuel regarding zrika and shulshul. Do we view when one requires zrika, one requires shulshul, as that they're both hard, like Rav, and if they're both aser, or like Shmuel, that we say that shulshul is easier than zrika, and therefore you're going to give it to the one of shulshul. Toshima, let's bring a raya from the following halacha. He said, anshei chatzar v'anshei aliyah. If there are people from the courtyard and there are people of the second story, they forgot, they didn't join the Erev, one with the other, but they each had their own Erev. So there were the people in the Chatzar could carry by their area, and the people of the second story could carry in their own area. So the halacha is, Anshei Chatzar Mishtamshin Ba'asara HaTachtonim, the people of the courtyard can utilize the area of the bottom 10 Tfachim. In other words, regarding the wall of the house, that's by the courtyard. In other words, we have a courtyard, and we have the people, that way it's built is that you have a house, and you have this the aliyah, the second story, that's built on top of that. And therefore, you have this wall that's, depending on how tall it is, this wall is within the area of the chatzar, and it could also be within the area of the aliyah of the second story. So on that we said that the people of the courtyard, they could use the bottom 10 tfachim, and that is that wall they can use, because for them it's considered like a Pesach. Whereas for the people of the second story, they could only use that area of the wall if they would have to lower down to get to it, and therefore it's considered a Zeb Pesach. A Zeb Shul, you give it to the one that's considered a Pesach. V'ansh Aliyah, but the people of the second story, Mishtamshin Basar Aliyanim, they can use the area of the wall that's the top 10 Tfachim, because we're talking about the 10 Tfachim that are below, that are within the area of the top of the second story. So therefore, the people of the second story, they could use it because it's close to them. For them, it's like a Pesach. But for the people of the Chatzar, it's above 10 Tfachim from them. They have to throw to that part of the wall. So for them, it's Lezrika. And for the second story, it's a Pesach. So you give it to the area, you give it to the people of the second story. And now the Brisa explains, Ketzah, what is this talking about? How do you ever utilize a wall? They were talking about that the bottom 10 tefachim go to the people of Chatzar, and the top 10 tefachim go to the people of the second story. So we're talking about ziz yoytzim nakleisa. We're talking about a protrusion, a slab, some type of board is coming out of the wall. It's sticking out of the wall. And that we said, the following halacha. So you have this like plank. Lamata Masara, if this plank is below 10 tefachim lechatzah, then it goes to people of the courtyard. It's considered lepesach for them. It's within their 10 tefachim. Lamala Masara, if it's above 10 tefachim, then laliyah, then it goes to the people of the second story. Because since it's above 10 tefachim from the ground. Now, the Gemara assumes right now that the second story that there is very high up. Now, this above that we're talking about, we're not measuring from the ground. In other words, that it's the bottom 10 tefachim, and then the upper 10 tefachim is right above those 10 tefachim. Rather, what we mean when we say lamala, we mean to say that if you start counting from 10 tefachim within the second story, those 10 tefachim and above are going to be considered a pesach for the people of the second story, like the Reisha said, the Yudal Yoinim, the upper 10 tefachim, which is within 10 tefachim of the second story. There we said that the people of the second story could use it. And however, the bottom 10 tefachim, those the people of the chatzah could use. Now, so we're only counting for the top 10 tefachim of the wall and the bottom 10 tefachim of the wall. Hadibeni beni, but the area in between the upper 10 tefachim of the wall and the lower 10 tefachim of the wall, there, that area is for the people of the chatzir bizrika, and for the people of the aliyah of the second story, bishulshul, to lower it down. That is the inference that there is going to be usher, that's going to be forbidden for both of them. That sounds like Rav, not like Shmuel, because again, here we're talking about a case of zrika and shulshul. We only say that what could each area use? The bottom 10 tefachim, and they could use only the top 10 tefachim, because that's lowering within 10 tefachim from where they are. But the area in between is going to be usher for both of them. Why would that be? Because lezeb zrika, lezeb shulshul, that seems to be like a raya to Rav, not like Shmuel. So Amar Rav Nachman, says no, he's doicha the raya. He says, Hacha b'kaisel tisha asar skina. Not like we had assumed that it's a very high wall. We're talking about a wall that's 19 tefachim high, which has no intermediate area. V'ziz yetzim emena, and then there's a plank coming out of the wall. L'matim asar, below 10 tefachim, l'zeb pesach, l'zeb shulshul. For this one, it's considered a pesach. In other words, the people of the chatzar, it's considered kevinu for them. For the people of the second story, it's considered b'shulshul because they have to lower below 10 tefachim. L'malam asar, when it's above 10 tefachim, then l'zeb pesach, l'zeb zrika, then for the people of the second story, it's considered as a pesach. And for the people of the chatzar, it's considered a case of a zrika. Now, as Rashi explains, we're talking about, we couldn't say a case of a wall that's 10, 20 tefachim, which would sound like that would be the case of where you have 10 tefachim by the top and 10 tefachim by the bottom, because then you would infer from there that the beginning of the 10th tefach, which for this one requires shulshul, and for the bottom one requires zrika, that then it would be also like Rav, because the Tanakam only permitted below 10 tefachim, or he was differentiating between below and above, and therefore when it would be that 10th tefach, it would be also, that's why it has to be 19 tefachim, where then you're going to have for one within 10 tefachim, and for the other one above 10 tefachim. And Rashi adds additionally that this ziz, this plank that we're talking about, has to be a width of 4 tefachim, because less than 4 tefachim, it's not considered domain, rather it's called, as we had said from the 4 Rishuyas in Shabbos, it would be considered a makom patur, an exempt area. Then it would be considered batel to both areas, and therefore it would be mutter to both. Therefore, what we're talking about over here is that it's considered, it's a plank of 4 tefachim, and it's a wall of 19 tefachim. Therefore, it's not a difficulty according to Shmuel, it's not a riot to Rav, because what we're talking about, there is no area baini-baini. And therefore, the bottom 10 tefachim are pesach for the people of the chatzar, and it would be shulshul for the above. Therefore, you give it to the people of the chatzar. The top 10 tefachim would be pesach for the above, and zrika for the bottom, and therefore, you would give it to the people of the aliyah of the second story. Now we continue on to Amud Beis, where again the Gemara attempts to bring a riot regarding this machlekes of lezeb zrika, lezeb shulshul. So the Gemara says, Tashma, the Gemara brings a Mishnah later on that says, Shtei gezuz terois, two balconies. And what this case is talking about is that you have a balcony that juts above the sea. Let's say you have a seafront piece of property. So now this porch is overlooking, is right on top of the sea. And what this gezuz ter is basically is you have two zizin, two planks that are jutting out from this from the upper story that's above the sea, and then you put planks from one to the other. That is what this case of gezuz ter is, like a type of a balcony. We learn over there in that Mishnah that you're not allowed to fill up from this balcony on Shabbos, and the reason very simply is because the gezuz ter is reshus hayachid, because it's more than 10 tefachim from the ground and it's very wide, so therefore it has the domain, it has the measurements of reshus hayachid, and the yam, the sea, is a karmelis, so therefore you can't carry from a karmelis to a reshus hayachid. The only way you could is if you went ahead and you made mechitzas that are 10 tefachim high, whether above this balcony, as a regular balcony would generally be, or below the balcony, and you carve out a hole, 4 tefachim, like the hole of a pit, in the middle of this porch of the balcony, and you make these mechitzas around it, again, either above it or below it, and then you could lower this pitcher and fill up from the sea. And then we consider the opening of the mechitzas as if they are yorid v'soysim, as if they go down till the bottom of the sea. As the Gemara said in the first parak in Daf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, that this was a leniency that Chacham were lenient regarding water, that a mechitza tluya, that a hanging wall, is permitted, although generally a wall cannot be more than 3 tefachim from the ground. But regarding water, we did permit a mechitza tluya, a hanging partition. Therefore, these partitions that are here by the porch, we view it as if it goes down to the sea. So therefore, this water that you're drawing is not from a karmelis, rather it's within this ear space of the Rishus HaYachid, and then you'd be able to draw from the water to this balcony. However, the Mishnah over there says, if let's say there are two balconies that are zu l'mayla mizu, you have, again, you have this seafront house, this property that the porches are on top of the sea, and you have two porches, one on top of the other, meaning one let's say a second story, one's a third story, but they're not one right directly on top of each other, rather one is drawn a little bit away from the other, but within the 4 tefachim of the other one. And then the case was, they went ahead and they made this case of the hole with the mechitzes for the upper balcony, but they did not go ahead and do this operation, which is what permits it to carry from the sea, for the lower balcony. Now on Shabbos, what would the people of the lower balcony do? They would go ahead and throw their pitcher on top of the walls of the upper balcony so that it could go down their hole, and then to lower down the pitcher, and then to draw the water, and bring it up, and then go through their porch down to theirs, because they couldn't use their porch, because their porch is a Rishus HaYachid, and below it is a Karmelis, because they didn't have this Mechitzas Teluyas to permit it. So they would go through the area of the porch that's next to them, that's within 4 Tefachim, and lower it through them. Then on that, the Mishnah says, now we said that they made it for the above one and not for the bottom one. Shtei and Asuris, they're both going to be forbidden to draw the water on Shabbos, until they go ahead and they make an Erev that they join these two different Rishuyas joined together. And the reason is because since the Rishus of both of them has domain over this these Mechitzes, and the reason is, for example, as if let's say, as the Gemara over there and Daf Peches Amadaf explains, that if they had gone and purchased the Mechitzes and made it together with a partnership, so therefore, or else what type of right-of-way do you have, even though you're right within my 4 tefachim, what gives you a right-of-way? So he told me he does have a right-of-way, because they had joined in together in the expenses of making, they don't want to make for both of them, so you make it and I'll use it through yours. They both have the right-of-way. So he said that until you make an Erev, so that we view it as joined together, the lower balcony's right of way is going to make an usser for the upper balcony's right of way. But what we see from this is that when you have for one of them Bishulshul, which is the people of the upper balcony, the way they fill up their water is Bishulshul is with lowering, that they lower they're right there, they lower it down into the sea. But the people of the lower balcony, they have to throw up to the upper balcony and then to lower it that way. And yet still we say that they're both going to be usser. Now, that would be a kolshkin. That would say definitely that if you have lezeh b'shulshul, one with lowering, and lezeh b'zrika, when you only have regular zrika, that they're definitely, the halacha would be like Rav, that we say that they are the same and they're both going to be usser. Because here we have a case of lezeh b'shulshul, and the other one has not only Zrika, it has Zrika and Shulshul. Yet we say, we don't give it just to the area of L'Shulshul, we give it to both areas. And that's why we say, since we consider this area as both of theirs, therefore we have to go ahead and make an Erev together, or else we will view it as both. And just like we had said on Amud Aleph, that if we have an area that's of both of theirs, then they're going to make it Usser. So therefore, here, they're going to make it Usser. Now that seems to be like Rav, that Lezeh B'Shulshul, Lezeh B'Zrika, is going to make it Usser, that we view it as the same, not like Shmuel, who says when you have Lezeh B'Shulshul, Lezeh B'Zrika, you only give it to the one of Shulshul, because if you only give it to the one of Shulshul, why would the person of the lower balcony, who, although he has a right of way, but why would they go ahead and make it Usser? We don't view it on Shabbos regarding as his area, because it's Tashmisha Kosh of him, in contrast to the Tashmisha Nachas of just Shulshul of the upper balcony. So Amar Rav Adbar Abba. Rav Adbar Abba says it's not a raya to Rav. And the reason is because what we're talking about is Bevoin B'nei Tachtoina. We're talking about not like the way we had just described the case, that they throw their pails. Rather, the people of the lower balcony, they come up with ladders, derech elyon lemalas, through the upper balcony to fill up their water pitcher, and therefore they're both using shulshul. They're not throwing. They take these ladders, since they're within four tefachim from their lower balcony to the upper balcony, they get up there, they lower their pitcher. And since their usage is shulshul, just as much as shulshul of the upper balcony, that is why we said that unless they make an erev, they're going to make it asa, because we view them as both tashmisha, either bekasha or benachas, but they're the same type of utility as shulshul. That's one teretz the Gemara gives. Second teretz the Gemara gives, Abai Yama. Abai introduces a whole new concept. He says, kegoyin dekaimin betoich asar dahadadi. We're talking about, for example, if these two porches are within 10 tefachim of each other, and that is the upper balcony is not more than 10 tefachim above the lower balcony. And then, although it's, and it would seem that still the principle should apply, that what's considered lezeh bekasha or lezeh benachas, because still, even if it's within 10 tefachim in the height from the lower balcony to the upper balcony, still the lower one still has to throw it and lower it, and the upper one still has to only lower it. So therefore, you would still seem to say the principle of Shmuel, that whenever you have one benachas, at least more nachas than the other one, you would give it to the one that's convenient. It's not difficult. Because here the reason is, not because of tashmishin, not because of utility, rather a new hafchana, a new principle. And that is, since these two balconies are within 10 tefachim of each other, we view them as one. And that is, this third domain is not more distinct for one than the other. And therefore, even though for one, it's, let's say, like a Pesach, because it's a, like a shilshul, which is easier than the Zrika, and the other one has to have a Zrika. And again, even if one was actually Pesach, was flush with it, and the other one required Zrika, which is definitely, according to everybody, Teshmisha Benachas for one, the Teshmisha Mekash for the other one, it would still be forbidden. And the reason is because there is no separation of area between these two areas. And therefore, the third area we view as equal to both of them. And that is, although we had said that a third area that's close to both, we said the principle, lezeh benachas, lezeh bekasha, that you give it to the one of convenience, that is only when the two areas are separated by a height of 10 tefachim. For example, like we had mentioned on the previous Gemaras, when you have a chatzir and a second story. Or for example, if let's say you have two courtyards that are separated with a height of a wall of 10 tefachim height. Or you have, let's say that the wall of the karka of one is more than 10 tefachim of the other. Or you have a ditch that's 10 tefachim deep that separates the two of them. Then we say, when they're considered distinct areas, then we say, this third area, you'll give it to the one of Tashmish and Benachas. But here, since we don't see them as separated, we see them as within 10 tefachim of each other, then we see them as the same, and therefore this third area, although it is easier for one than the other, since they're not separated, these two areas, we're going to say that they both will make it usser one on the other. A new understanding in this principle. And the Gemara, and Abai explains, he says, because v'loy mebayikama, and what the case was talking about of this Mishnah was saying what was not necessary to say, because in other words, there's a question that's bothering. If you're going to say that, as Abai is explaining, that we're talking about that the two balconies are within 10 tefachim of each other, and the reason why that it's going to be usher is because we don't see these two areas as distinct, and it's not coming to teach us that because of the concept which would seem like Rav, that's the Rai we wanted to prove, because for one it's only shulshul, and for one that it's zrika, still it's going to be usher, that then you won't give it to the one of shulshul. But then the question is, why did we have to say this case is talking about that they made these mechitzes and this hole, this operation that rectifies it for the upper balcony and not for the bottom balcony? It has no relevance whatsoever to this principle. The idea is that they're within one of the other. It could be the same if the bottom one had and not the upper one. Because if we had said, like we had assumed up until now, that it would be telling us a chiddush, that although for this one it's with zrika and with this one it's shulshul, still they're both hard, as Rav had said, so therefore they're both going to be asur. But based on the principle of Abai is saying, where it has nothing to do with that, even one's kasha, one's nachas, doesn't make a difference. If we these two different areas that are abutting this third area are within 10 tefachim, they're not separated by a distinct area, we view them as one, so then whichever one has it, either one's going to make it asur on the other one. So why do we have to say that the upper one had this mechitzis and not the lower one? And that is what Abai says, that loy mebayakama. Loi mebaya, I don't have to tell you that asur l'tachtoina v'loi asur l'alyoina d'asiri, that when we had made these mechitzas that are matir for the lower balcony and not for the upper ones, there I wouldn't have to tell you that it's asur. Because there I could tell you that the reason is that why is it asur? Because there we view them as equal utility. Because as we had said up until now, that these two balconies are within each other within four tefachim, as the Gemara over there says on Peches Amud Aleph, and as Abai is explaining, that their two porches in height are within 10 tefachim of each other, and therefore they're both bishulshul, right? The one on the lower balcony just goes down. The one on the upper one also, it just has to go down because it's within four tefachim and within 10 tefachim. So we view it as just both shulshul. So that is loy mebay. I wouldn't have to tell you that case, because then of course we would know it's asr. The kiven the begoy yud hadodi kaiminon, since they're within 10 tefachim of each other, asr nadodi, they make it forbidden one or the other. Ela fila asr lel yoyna, but this is the chiddush Abai says why we said it like this, to teach my principle. That even if you made these mechitzas for the upper balcony, v'loy asur l'tachtoina, and you did not make it for the lower balcony, where then you would have for the upper one b'shulshul, and the one for the lower one with a little throwing, and for shulshul, then so gedar d'chemina, I would have thought in such a case. And this is based on the principle of Shmuel, and that's why the way Abai is interpreting it had to say this type of case. That's kiven l'zeh benachas, since for the upper one, it's easier. They only need shulshul. Ula zebekasha. And the lower one, it's a little bit harder because they need to have some type of zrika also. Then, based on Shmuel's principle, leisvi lezeshet eshmisha benachas, I would have thought to say that you give it to the one that it's easier for, as Shmuel had posited before, since there's a little bit more difficulty for the lower one than the upper one. Kamash Mulan, that is what the chiddush that we're teaching you is. Kivin de begav asara kaiminon asna dodi. That no, since they're within 10 tefachim of each other, they're going to make it forbidden one or the other. Again, not because of utility. Nothing to do because one is harder or one is easier. Rather, as we explained, based on Abai's new principle, that there's no distinct area separating these two areas. So then any third area is going to be considered as both theirs because they're within each other. And therefore, they're both going to be usher to that third area. Now the Gemara continues to bring a proof to this principle of Abaya. Ki hodam Rav Nachan Amar Shmuel, you find this same principle in the halacha of Rav Nachan Amar Shmuel, that when they're within the area of each other, even for one is benachas, one bakasha, you're not going to give it to the one of nachas, it's going to be usher to both of them. As he said the following halacha, Gag hasamach l'shusaram, regarding a roof that's close, that's nearby, that opens up into a shusaram, and that is, that generally you have a house and a courtyard around the house, and then the courtyard opens up either into a mavir or to a shusaram. But here what we're talking about is that this house is not surrounded by the chatzar on all the sides. Rather, one side, the house, the roof, opens up into the shusaram. And generally what we're talking about is a roof is 10 tefachim high. And that we said, the tzarech sulam kavua. So you have to have a permanent ladder from the second story to the roof, lahatiri, to permit it to carrying from the marpeset to the roof. And that is because if you make a ladder, so what you're revealing is that you don't want the roof to be used for the people of the public domain. Rather, you want to use it. That's what you're demonstrating by putting up this permanent ladder, showing that from the marpeset, there's a ladder that goes up to the roof. I want to be able to use the roof. That's what you need to have. So the inference is, then that's the only way that it's going to get rid of the people of the public domain. So although this roof is right by the public domain and they could technically use it, but since from the marpesa, from the gallery, there's a ladder going up to the roof, it's showing that, wait a second, I want to use this roof. It's my roof. I own it. Therefore, it's considered my utility, and therefore then I can go ahead and use it on Shabbos. If not, you would have the problem of the people of the Rishus Rabbim that they would make it forbidden. But the inference is, sulam kavua in, if it was a permanent ladder, yes, then you can go ahead and use it, this roof, and it's not going to be problematic because of the people of the Rishus Ram. But sulam arai, if it's a temporary ladder, and that is since you sometimes take it away, it's as if it's not even there, then loy. Then you won't be able to use the roof on Shabbos. It's going to be a problem because of the people of the Rishus Ram. And that thing I'm going to ask my timer, what is the reason that this roof, it's not, L'chaira has nothing to do with the people of the Rishus Ram whatsoever. We're saying that it's higher than 10 tefachim. Generally, we say that things for the Rishus Ram are only within 9 tefachim, above 10 tefachim. What would be the problem? So on this is what Abaye's principle is proved from. Lav Mishum, isn't it? Because the case that we're talking about is as follows. The kivin de betoich asari da hadodi kaimi. Since we're talking about that these two areas are within 10 tefachim of each other, and that is the mapeset, the balcony, is not more than 10 tefachim from the Rishus Haram. Now, from the mapeset, from the balcony, that's how you go up to the roof. And and the roof is within 10 tefachim of the balcony, of the marpeset, of the gallery. Now, even though for the marpeset, the roof is considered like a pesach because it's considered benachatz, it's within 10 tefachim of the gallery. But and whereas for the people of the Rishus Haram, it's not fit because it's more than 10 tefachim from the Rishus Haram to the roof. And l'chayra Shmuel's halacha should kick in, as we say. Tashmisha benachas, tashmisha bekasha. As we said, the way from the Rishus Haram to the roof, it's more than 10 tefachim. From the Rishus Haram to the gallery, it's within 10 tefachim. From the gallery to the roof, it's within 10 tefachim. So the roof should be nachas for the gallery and kasha for the Rishus Haram. But, so why do we say that if it was no sulam kavua, only sulam arid, it would be aser? Must be because since the marpeset and the Rishus Haram are within 10 tefachim of each other, so then we say asher nadadi, they will make it forbidden one on the other, and that is based on the bias principle. Because when you see these two areas within each other, when they're abutting a third area, although for one it's kasha, one it's nachas, doesn't make a difference. They're both going to be asher, and the reason is because if not for this reason, what would be the reason to say that it's asher? Because the people of the Rishus Haram, it's kasha for the people of the Rishus Haram, and it's nachas for the people of the marpeset. And Rashi explains two criteria that we obviously have to be talking about. The marpeset, the balcony, has to be talking about that it's mugufefes, means that it's enclosed with borders. It has to have like a mechitza halachic status. And it also has to be that the opening of the marpeset to the Rishus Haram has to be no more than 10 amas. Because if it's not enclosed with proper mechitzas around it, and since it's not 10 tefachim higher than the Rishus Haram, as we're explaining, then it would have halachic status as a karmelis, and then the ladder going from there to the roof wouldn't help, because you'd be carrying from a karmelis, which is what halachic status the gallery would have, to Rishus Yachid, which is what the Gog has. So therefore, that's the case that we're talking about. But what we do see is, to the halachic principle of Abaya, that although it's Lezeh B'Kasha and Lezeh B'Nachas, since they're within 10 tefachim of each other, we say that they both are considered one, and they're going to be Asr Hadadi regarding the area of the roof. But on that, the Gemara disproves this Raya of the principle of Abaya. Maskev Rapapa asks, how do you know that's the case that we're talking about? The dilemma, maybe the case is kisharabe mikasmalav bekumta bitshudra. Maybe that we're talking about is that the people in the public domain, that they generally, the way they use this roof during the weekday is they put their hats and their scarves on this roof. And therefore we consider the utility for the people in Shasaram also benachas and a proper way for them. Because for light loads, which is what their hat and their scarves is, it is easy for them. Now, although it's not fit for them, for let's say adjusting their heavy loads, as the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, says that only a pillar, something of height of 9 tefachim, is fit lekasev to adjust your load. But 10 tefachim not, that's only for a heavy load. But for hats and scarves, even something above 10 tefachim is fit for the people in the public domain. Let's say when they're very hot in the summer months, to take off their hat and their scarves from on top of them until the wind goes and blows and cools them down, it's considered benachas. And therefore, that is why if you don't make the permanent ladder to show that, no, wait a second, this roof is only for the people of this house, not for the people of the public domain, that yes, it will be aser, because it's not lezeh benachas, lezeh bekasha, it's lezeh benachas, v'lezeh benachas. And therefore, even if you don't say what the case is talking about, that the mapeset is within 10 tefachim of the ground, even if it's not within, and nothing to do with the principle of Abaye, then because they're within 10 tefachim, it would still be considered aser unless you make a sulam kavua, because again, it would be lezeh benachas, u'lezeh benachas, even if it's above 10 tefachim. And then Rashi addresses that l'chayra, it seems to be like the case of a reshus, an area between two chatzeres, when we said, for one it's bepesach, and one it's bezrika, that we give it to the one of the pesach, here should also be, even though you're saying that it's considered easy for them, but it's still harder than them than for the one of the people of the Marpeset. It's still easier for them because then they're within 10 tefachim, and they're here, it's more than 10 tefachim. So though you're saying they could use it, but it, on some level it's like Lezebe Pesach, Lezebe Zrika, and then Rashi says, no, as we had been explaining, that by a chatzer, their utility is not for hats and light loads, rather it's for heavy kalim. And therefore, when the height of the wall is 10 tefachim, when we say that it's not fit for that chatzer to use it, and you give it to the one that it's equal to him to flush for him, it's a Pesach. But for the people of the Rosh Hashanah, as we had explained over here, it is fit for them to use it even more than 10 tefachim. We don't consider it Lezebe Pesach and Lezebe Zrika. Rather, we consider it Lezebe Nachas, because since here what we're using, it could fit even more than 10 tefachim. It's not like throwing, it's just to take off the hat and the scarf. That is why, and this is where the Gemara maintains this question on this Raya of Abaya, that there's no Raya, because it has nothing to do with because the Marpeset was within 10 tefachim of the Rosh Hashanah. And although for Lezebe Nachas, Lezebe Kasha, the third area is going to be Aser, rather it's because Lezebe Nachas or Lezebe Nachas.